I think the main theme for today, for this week, I invite you all reflect with me is, whenever we have two or three people gathering together in the Lord's name, His presence. That is the main theme. I want to put it out there. With that, I will reflect on three main points in my homily today. First, God loves you actively. Often you are hearing that God loves you. God loves you so much. But I invite you to reflect with me more this week about God loves you actively. God, when He created the world, He doesn't leave the world over there by itself. When God creates you, God doesn't leave you alone. Now I'm done. Like, I created you, now I'm done. I am the Lord. I do whatever I want. He doesn't do that. God, when He creates you, when He creates you, He poured out His love for you and for me actively, and He's doing that actively. He's loving you actively. How can I say that? As you know, that inside of God, inside the Trinity, God the Father actively loves the Son. God the Son actively loves the Father. God the Father and the Son actively love the Holy Spirit. So inside of God is loving actively. So the movement or the move inside of God is the love, and that love's actively doing. So from that actively loving each other, the Lord, the Holy Trinity, pours out His love to the humanity actively, always, always act of love from God actively through the world. God loves His creation so much that He never, ever ends His love to the world. Lesson. When we learned from that, God actively loves you. So what is the lesson for you and for me? As we know, human love based on God's love, whenever we are participating the human love, when we love someone, we are participating God's love. And because God loves you actively, so I invite you all, reflect with me that when you say you love your spouses, when you say you love your husband and wives, when you say you love your moms and dad, please do that actively. Love someone actively. You cannot say, I love you once for all, or on your day of wedding, and that's it. No, we need to say that actively every day. And that's how we remind ourselves about God's love, because He's loving you actively. So probably my homily today is actively, I guess, the adverb. But that is the love of God. I cannot say anything else, that God is like inside of God, it's always moving, like, not like a moving, but like loving each other all the time, all days, all nights, and from all years, all ages, and actively doing that, always. And then our humanity, we need to imitate that. When we love someone, we participate in that love actively, and we say to each other actively, I love you. Second point. God is seeking you actively. In the confessional, it looks like we are coming to confessionals. It looks like from ourselves, like from our actions, but actually not. The Holy Spirit inspires you, go to confession, be in confessional, You are in confessional because God is seeking you first. God seeking you actively first. When you are encountering with the Lord in confession, and that is that your action, your movement is from the Lord. And Lord, God is seeking you all years, all ages, all the times. As we hear in the gospel today, a lot of people have sinned against you, offended you. And to be honest, you offended God. You and me, we are offending God all the time. To be honest with that, we are sinners and we are offending God every day. But why the Lord is still actively forgiving everyone? Why he needs to do that? Being actively loving actively includes forgiving actively. When you love someone so much, so much that even you somehow you allow that person to hurt you. Do you feel that way? I feel that way somehow. Like when you love someone so much, you just like, even that person hurts you so much, you still love them. You still love them. When we offended God that way, the Lord still loves you. Because inside the Trinity, and I said, actively love is a movement, it's always moving. The final point. So God is loves you actively. God is seeking you actively. Our turn, the last point for my homily, be with God actively. Because God is actively be with us. So our responses need to be like, be with him actively. What do you mean about actively, Father Anthony? It means that please wake up if you are falling asleep in my homily. Actively being with the Lord, like you, we are here with the Lord. The fish live in the water, and the fish never knows the water until the fish got pulled out of the water. We are in God. We are existing in God, and we don't know that until we have no love from him, which means we are dying. You don't know that. We don't recognize that. When I say we, it's including me. We don't know that. We live in his love. We are the fish. We're living in the water all the time. God loves you all the time. God's love is water, and we are in it. The fish is in it, but the fish doesn't, they don't recognize it until they got out of the water, and they recognize, oh, wow, that is love. And when your mom and your dad love you, you don't recognize that. And when your husband, your spouses love you, you don't recognize that until you lose them, until they die, and then you just recognize they love me, but I don't recognize that until the day of their death. And then you just regret, being regretful. I wish I can do something better for my spouses. I wish I can do something better for my moms and my dads. Because we don't recognize that. So I invite you today to reflect with me about that. Actively love God again, and actively being with God again. We all are in God, inside of God. And when you pray, not only pray to God, but I invite you today to pray within God. Father Anthony, what does it mean? What does it mean about within God? It means that you pray actively in him and you love him actively. That's your responses to him. And I often say that, thank you for being here with the Lord. A family told me that, Father, if you see someone coming to a Saturday's Mass, it means that so we are partying on the next day, which is on Sunday. I'm not sure about that, it's right or wrong. But if you are coming on Saturdays, it means you have a party on next day. So take it or leave it, okay? But thank you for being here with the Lord. And please pray with him actively. Love him actively. Because he loves you actively. And he is seeking you actively. And the final point is, he never ends that love. He never ends that love. The love of God is always actively poured out for you, actively in you. Pray with that this week.